Can you get if there are any honorable members outside and the DG and Mr. Ndima, please? Thank you, honorable members and guests. And in front of you, the agenda is in front of you before we start the meeting. Before we start the meeting, can you adopt the agenda? I need a move.
Okay, I move.
Honorable Moss is moving. And a second there? Honorable Chakala, thank you. Honorable members of Parliament, ladies and gentlemen and guests, as you all know, this morning that we've got two presentations. And the first one will be the presentation by the Freedom Park, and then later with Penn South. I believe that the presentation was sent on time. I'd like to say morning to the representation from PANSELP, morning to the Director General, the PEC. Before we start the meeting, the usual routine to introduce each other so that we can know who is who in this meeting. My name is Tandile Sunduza. I'm the chairperson of the committee. I would like to introduce the honorable members. If you can just raise your hand. On my right here is Honorable Linda Moss, the member of the ANC and member of this committee. Next to her is Honorable Orutwa Story, who is a member of this committee and member of the ANC. Next is Honorable Mseli, who is a member of the Inkatha Freedom Party, member of this committee. Next to her is Honorable Leshiva, who is a member of this committee and a member of the ANC. At the back there, you have Honorable Moshwana, who is a member of this committee and a member of the ANC. Then you have Honorable Mabunda, who is a member of this committee and a member of the ANC. At the back there, you've got Honorable Chitala, who is a member of this committee and a member of the Congress of the People. Then you have Dr. Honorable Lotrit, who is a member of this committee and a member of the DA. Next to me, you have Johnny van der Westhuizen, who is the committee secretary. I think all you've been liaising with him a lot. At the back, you have our committee assistant for today, Mr. Fungile Bulawa, who is assisting us with him making up and down. At the back there, you have Uvera Bagadana, who is my personal assistant. Now I'd like you to give the opportunity to the DG to introduce his team.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Professor Father, teacher of African culture. Next to me, I've got Mr. Busindi.
Your voice, DG?
Next to me, I've got Mr. Busindi, who is the acting DG responsible for cultural heritage. Back, Masiato Hanedi, who is our legal counsel, as well as Kawegas Kasamba, who is the parliamentary officer for the deputy minister. The gentleman there with the blue chair is Sam Mahatlana, who is the minister's parliamentary officer. Thanks, Chair.
Why is Sam isolated from the city?
Because
we have wars in the minister. Is there, are there rifts in the ministry? You must tell us the truth. Before I give over to the acting CEO of Freedom Park, I would like to know who is also in this meeting. It's very important for us to know who is here. Are you part of? Okay.
I'm Mike Setti from the PMG.
Oh, PMG. Oh, okay. That's the Parliamentary Monitor Group. She is taking the minutes for us. Okay. Oh, Faith, I forgot you. Sorry. Oh, there at the back you have Faith, our media person. Sorry, Faith. And at the back you've got Vele Mahadi, our researcher. And the two gentlemen at the back, if I can just know. over the pole.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Going through a
how the presentation is structured. And I was talking about the conceptual framework. Then we'll then briefly talk about our design philosophy. Then we'll then get to the actual structure in an abridged fashion. Then the detailed structure. Then we'll then touch on the financial implication as to what that factor entails on financial terms. And of course, moving forward, we'll talk about our expected growth in human resource requirements. Now, in terms of the vision indeed is that compelling dream that we aspire to achieve, which is quite unattractive. Freedom Park thought to be a leading national and international icon of humanity and freedom. It is a very novel thing, which we hope to be following and pursuing. Now, the mission, really being the reason for Freedom Park's existence, Freedom Park's mission is to provide a pioneering and empowering heritage destination in order to mobilize for reconciliation and nation building in our country, to reflect upon our past, improving on our present and building our future as a united nation to contribute continentally, internationally to the formation of better human understanding among nations and peoples. Indeed, this is quite a mammoth mission in terms of what it challenged Freedom Park to achieve. Key things there being, first of all, we exist as a empowering, as a pioneering heritage destination. In pioneering itself, we mean to really cover the uncovered, venture into areas yet unknown, and therefore that pioneering in itself presupposes a lot in terms of the kind of people that we need to have to appoint in Freedom Park and the kind of processes and systems that we must put together. And of course, mobilizing for reconciliation really is clear as it is, and of course, tend to not only reflect on our past, but to improve on our present, and not only both here, but locally, internationally, and nationally. So, indeed, from this mission statement, you could see that Freedom Park stuff is quite huge, it's quite mammoth, and that in itself should explain the nature of the structure that we had put in place. Now, in terms of then the strategic objectives, given the size and the giganticness of that mission, we have sought to pursue manageable objectives. First of which is really trying to position Freedom Park as a symbol of national identity. And this is done over a progressive period. We have specified targets for this financial year that we are in, and our target for this financial year is to at least reach 70% of our target groups. The target group you would see later in our business process map presentation. We also seek to establish a mechanism to provide, protect, and preserve indigenous knowledge systems. At least by this year, we have set ourselves specific targets. We see this is just at the high level, at the operational level, we have clear targets with clear time frames. The third one is that of creating a conducive environment in order to attract, engage, and retain effective knowledge, knowledgeable talent as measured by industry standards. I mean, this talks to the human resource aspect. We also need to manage Freedom Park as a financially sustainable and customer-focused cultural institution, and to mobilize institutions through active partnerships with continental, an international institution to emancipate the African voice. Now, in order for us must apologize because of the amount of the information that got into the slide. The slide was reduced to 80% of its size. It might possibly be not as visible, but I will guide members through the various elements of this slide. In order for us to achieve those five strategic objectives, we have then set down and conceptualize a business process. We convert it into our identification of core processes. On the top of the business process is the strategic objective. Now, we have said to ourselves, in order for us to achieve the above strategic objective, we need to put certain processes in place. And we also were saying these processes must be able to support and facilitate the attainment of those objectives on top. But also we have said we need to then to identify delivery mechanism. Now the processes I'm talking about is culminated in core processes, the knowledge-based processes, as number of multiple processes. Within the knowledge base, you then find a heritage and knowledge within the knowledge base, research and knowledge, education and training, archiving and collections, mobilization, curatorship, permanent exhibitions, and knowledge management. We then also identify another set of core processes, which is the product, the pack itself, which then consists of the pack operation processes itself, because of the nature of the pack, the high profile nature of the visitors coming over there, security and protocol processes are also fundamental and key. We therefore also then identify that as another set of processes. And then facilities management, commercial services, building and renovation planning. Further down along the core processes, talking to the positioning of the park is the public participation as a core section, which drives the positioning and reconciliation as well as nation building as core processes, as marketing and public relations, issues, internal communications, the website in this age of technology.
We are really disempowered. We can't even see on the platform. I don't know what code has been, but it is really disempowered.
I don't know whether you can explain all those slides in detail because they are just very smaller ones. I noted that is the thing. I was trying to go down, but can you maybe just give us in detail what is it that is in there? Because all members of the meeting will go slide by slide, I thought.
Yes, indeed.
Because it's very important for us to know what is the best business process maybe. So we can't say anything.
Okay.
Is it fine if he explains it? slide by slide. Okay.
I was on website, which is on the third row from the left.
Yes, you can continue.
And then just below that, events management in the nature of the park visitors coming through. We thought we need to put processes in place to ensure that there is a smooth visitor flow. That would be event management. And of course, at the forefront of event management would be frontline services. Just below the frontline services, having said that, we need to ensure that Freedom Park is managed as financially sustainable. We are mindful of the fact that there would be a need to raise funds, and we put processes in place for fundraising. And then, of course, the market research, which would support all the other processes.
Just hold it. Where is Fungil? Fungil, did you call the South people? Because we can't hardly hear. Or is it me? I don't remember. Or maybe with you, Mr. Tosi, just get closer to the mic. Closer than you are, because...
Okay, I think it's not sure. I can't even hear properly. But it's not that they not speak, right? But I think it's the sound system. It's not explaining the point up here.
We can't hear, I think. I know. But I never know. Check your work. Because really, unfortunately, that means you have to move where you are, and that's because the connectivity will have. At least come here, because at this point in time, we can't hear anything about what you're saying. Or maybe try to move closer to the mic. I know it's not your fault, but unfortunately.
Okay. Is it better now?
No, on me, it's fine, but from me, that.
I said we can hear you. How is mine?
I don't know then.
How does it sound now?
Unless you are willing to sit like that, then.
I'll try to sit like this. At the same time, trying to be able to.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But please kindly try and explain all that, because now, unfortunately, you've disempowered us. On the unless your slides were white.
Okay. I was just saying on the last column, meaning the fourth from your right, that is incubation and innovation, which would talk to the issues of contemporary and indigenous knowledge issues. And then mobilization, you're aware that somewhere on top, one of the strategic objectives is to create partnerships. Now, that mobilization processes would drive those partnerships. Then below the core processes are then the support processes, which comprises of, among others, the Office of the CEO, Office of the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, ICT, to drive our ICT project, the human resources, the park operations, corporate governance, and finance. Now we also then say, if these are the core processes, what are the mechanisms that we would put in place then to deliver on the output of these processes, which then drives you on the third column from the top of the business process mapping, where you then see a number of red cycle with delivery mechanisms. I don't think I should, but I should be guided if I need to go through all of these delivery mechanisms. But I will just run them down quickly. That will be there issues such as the roadshows to really bring the park to the public. Remember, we said we need to reach about 70% of the target group in 2011. This number will be increasing year after year. Following that is the technology. supporting that will also be audio and electronic media, print media, the library for referral and services, reference services, the internet, the intranet, the exhibitions, virtual venue. I mean, as an example, I mean, we are on a project now, driving a project where we would put a visual tour of the site, where people will be able to have a synopsis, a preview, in the kind of a visual tour access on their computer through the internet. And of course, the storytelling, the tours, guided tours, communication, media, print media, that is the newsletter, education and school curriculum. We are driving that project as well. But remember that we have one of the institutions there as a core process there in education and training, research and support, and of course the brochures. Now these are the core processes that we thought if we put them together, we will be able to achieve those objectives. But then these are at a high level. The processes themselves need to be driven. Now, this core process of mapping then was used as a base to develop the structure. Now that brings me to the conceptual framework of the structure. Using this core process as a base, having identified what processes need to be driven, what mechanism, delivery mechanism must be put in place, and who are our target market in terms of our stakeholders, I mean the government, yourself, everybody else, the visitors, the contributors, the target groups, the council members, business communities, and staff themselves. I mean, this being our stakeholders, and this being the process that we have identified, what framework did we have then to put in place to ensure that we are able to then achieve these objectives on top based on this process that we've identified? So you can see already from there that there is a logical flow in terms of our design process. Now, in terms of that conceptual framework, just at the conceptual level, the organizational design we try so to define it is a process through which we define meaningful hierarchy and decision centers and authority and control and governance system with a view to ensure that those put together are able to then facilitate attainment of organization strategic objectives. So they are not in vacuum. Structure does not exist in vacuum. Therefore, the main function of organizational structure is to facilitate achievement of organizational objectives. With that understanding, we therefore conclude that structure does not exist in a vacuum. It does not exist for itself. It's not an end in itself, but is a means to a particular end, and our end here is our objective. Indeed, structure is there to drive organizations, and it is derived from it. And therefore, it must support it. Now, in terms of our design philosophy, we have said Freedom Park deliberately, consciously adopted a structure that is based on functional design principles. Now, in terms of these functional design principles, tasks were grouped together into departments using processes as already defined above. Now, we have therefore structured our organizational structure around processes that are directed at achieving specified outcomes. And we decided to then set we need a lean and flex structure to ensure agility in decision making and flexibility as well as cost effectiveness. Now, this then leads based on those logical thought processes and our design philosophy, we came out with the functional structure as it appears on this slide. This is the agreed version supporting the chief executive officer is three support staff, one of whom is based here in Cape Town, to ensure liaison with Parliament. And then just below the deputy chief executive officer as a political head, below the chief executive officer as a political head, we have the deputy chief executive officer who is the head of administration or head of operations, who ensures that operations from the various functional departments do support the objectives of the department. Reporting to the chief executive or deputy chief executive officer is the head of department, and the department concerned is heritage and knowledge, park operations, incubation and innovation, public participation, human resources, finance, corporate governance, and ICT. Effectively, this is the, at a high level, the structure that drives Freedom Park's operations. Now, below each of them, this department, starting from the left, heritage and knowledge, is 25 support staff, comprised of professionals and various ordinary support, as you will see in the slide just after this one. The park operations comprise of 32 support staff, also diverse in terms of their profile. Innovation and incubation is the smallest of the department, just as is corporate governance, with only 3, and public participation 17, human resources 5, finance 12, corporate governance 3, and ICT 4. This is the high-level structure. And I must also apologize, the next slide is also very small. It's 86% of the original size in order for it to fit. If I make it 100% of the original size, it cuts some of the slides on your right. So I don't expect you to be able to see this. I will take you through this. Starting from your left, at the departmental level is the heritage and knowledge. The head is Mr. Ramzi Aurams. I don't need to talk about the names. And you would see then that that department comprises of 3 sub-divisions. On the top left is the chief curator, with the support staff reporting to him. And along the same level as the chief curator is the research manager with 4 support staff reporting to him. Then it's education and training manager, also with the support staff reporting to him. The name of the person is there, and of course the secretary supporting the manager. Immediately next to the departmental head, heritage and knowledge, is the departmental head, public participation, also with those subdivisions. The subdivisions thereof include public relations officer, outreach officer, assistant outreach, marketing and communication, the webmaster, events coordinator, fundraising, guest relation, and 3 frontline officers, plus also 3 tour guides. Immediately after that is the park operations department, also with quite a number of the support staff, but also broken down into at least 2. The first one being security and protocol. Within that department, security and protocol section, you then find 1 control room supervisor plus another 4 control room officers. Immediately after that, then you find a unit head, facilities and maintenance, below which you would find the handyman, which we call the hector, sector term. Then you've got the driver, who is the messenger. Then and 13 office assistants, 3 gardeners, and 1 corporate receptionist, who is the reception for the entire organization. Following that one is the departmental head, incubation and innovation, which I said only has 3 support staff. That will be the secretary supporting the head, the senior researcher who is doing research on issues such as indigenous knowledge, and of course the administrator. Then you find immediately after that the head of human resources, supported by the secretary, plus 3 other support staff, being the human resource generalist, remuneration specialist, and our EAP coordinator. After the human resource, that will be the segment before last on your right of the slide, is the head of ICT, that is Pimelo Vaholo, who is supported by the ICT administrator, who does the administration, then the 2 specialists, that is ICT infrastructure specialist and ICT application specialist. Then the last on the far right is the chief financial officer, who runs the finance, with the head of the finance, with the secretarial support, then a couple of support staff reporting to the financial manager, among them being the accounts payable officer, a bank reconciliation officer to ensure weekly reconciliation in terms of the PFMA, the supply chain management,